Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. China announces stiff penalties for people caught illegally fishing in Chinese waters. The problem is those waters include areas of the South China Sea claimed by other nations. The Supreme Court Tuesday said fishermen illegally entering Chinese waters more than once a year will be subject to fines and a year in jail. South Korea's military says North Korea fired a ballistic missile Wednesday toward the South China Sea. This latest test follows the launch of three missiles on July 19th. Aid workers in Syria say a helicopter dropped barrels of toxic gas on the town near Aleppo. At least 30 people, mostly women and children, were affected. A suicide bombing in the Libyan city of Benghazi has killed and wounded a number of people. Military sources say the attack apparently targeted soldiers loyal to Libya's recognized parliament. A coalition of Islamist militias claimed responsibility. Meanwhile, the United States military has started an air campaign in the city of Sirte, the last bastion of the Islamic State group in Libya. The strikes on Tuesday hit an IS rocket launcher and a heavy equipment excavator. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has restated his earlier claim that the failed coup attempt against him last month was plotted outside the country. The accusations are likely in reference to Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, an Erdogan opponent who has lived in the United States for nearly two decades. Gulen denies any connection with the uprising. Turkey has demanded that the U.S. extradite the 75-year-old Gulen and has sent documents on his alleged involvement to U.S. officials. This is VOA News.